Man, also four, and thank you, gentlemen, for joining us this morning.
Welcome.
Thank you for the invitation.
Well, firstly, you know, can you talk to us a little bit, firstly, about Friday and for yourselves, how you paid tribute to Constable Matthew Hunt?
Well, thank you again, Brian and Alpha, for the invitation. I think last Friday was an interesting day for all police officers and probably more so for the whole police family across the country. So the minute silence was a tribute to Constable Matthew Hunt. I guess the incident has left a lot of people scarred or really emotional in terms of a roller coaster of how they're feeling. And each person is dealing with grief in their own way. You may not have known Constable Hunt, but he wore the blue uniform. He was part of the blue family. And again, for us, that meant something. So every police officer was informed about a minute silence. So again, each station or each area were able to do what they felt was right for their part and remembering Constable Matthew Hunt. So that's how it felt.
For yourselves, I know you were formerly at Waitemata. Did you ever come across him, you know, during your time?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. I mean, we're at different levels of our working careers, so he was fairly new in the job. So, but most of his policing career was spent up in Uruwa. On this particular day, he was working down in Waitemata or down in Waitakere, where the incident happened. So, I guess in the police we're coming up to 14,000 members. So, to cross paths was with every single person. Well, even in Auckland, where the majority of our policing staff are, then the opportunity to cross paths is minimal or limited, I guess, to what area you're working in.
It would have been, you know, very encouraging as well, apart from, you know, the blue family, to see, you know, the outpouring of public support during this time as well, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we realise the impact that had on our police family, but, you know, obviously the wider community and the general public, you know, the messages of support and alofa and condolences that went through to Constable Hunt and his family and to the police staff in general, you know, for us that was, you know, very heartfelt and, I guess, you know, encouraging and welcoming for our staff to know that we are very loved by our community. We don't hear it often, and so to hear it at a time like this was quite important for us to acknowledge and remember that.
Sadly, Constable Matthew Hunt, the 33rd police officer, died in the line of duty. For yourselves, you know, over the last week, of course, it would have been a time of reflection. How has it been, you know, for yourselves, the last week especially?
I think for me, Brian, you know, when I heard your intro blurb when you mentioned the words a routine traffic stop, and, you know, that is exactly what it was, a routine traffic stop that led to such a tragic, unfortunate incident. And so for us, it really is a real strong reminder to all our police staff that when we are going about our day-to-day things or things that we seem to be a day-to-day usual routine type thing, that we have to be just, you know, a lot more just aware. And whilst in that particular situation, you know, there probably was nothing that Constable Hunt could have done to obviously save himself or even his partner, it really just, I guess, heightens our awareness of, I guess, the dangers that are out there. And I guess in some ways I hope that you know, the community and the general public are aware of the dangers that police face, because it's not just traffic stops, it's at our family harm events that we attend, it's at disorders at parties, you know, the proliferation of firearms that are out there. You know, it's so huge that, you know, that with the number of firearms that are out there, that increases the danger to staff that are sort of working these streets to try and keep our community safe.
What have been the conversations, Sila, Romeo, with your families during this last week?
I think the conversations were real. For us, we sometimes forget that there are others outside of our blue uniform that are also concerned and worrying. What was really humbling was on the particular day were the phone calls, the text messages from family and friends asking how are you and are you okay, and really, if you know, when you go to work, you sometimes forget that there is a bigger audience out there that are behind you. What is pleasing for us, as Romeo has alluded to, that the community don't see this as this isn't normal behaviour. They acknowledge that that this act was senseless, cowardice. It isn't really a true reflection of our community. So although we reflect, we take into consideration the dangers that are out there now in our job, that doesn't change how we come out each day and don that uniform and get into our cars and go out there and serve the community. That won't change. I think what is humbling, as Romeo has mentioned also, is that our community is behind us. So the outpouring from the community about this and even they could feel and sense that, you know, there was no real reason behind this. And unfortunately, you know, this incident has marred and scarred, the police line of duty and across New Zealand for everyone. So
I think for me, one of the most powerful things was watching the whole country. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we lately, in terms of the police calling in itself, we look globally. You see various pockets rise up depending on their connection, but just watching the news and just watching how all of Aotearoa and in some of the Pacific Islands and how they contributed, it just tells you that things are different in Aotearoa. Has it challenged the calling for you both, or is it strengthening? Where would that be? Remove the job, but as a person,
I think the challenge has always been to be the best that you can whenever you wear this uniform. For us, Romeo and I, both Samoan, you know, take the uniform off, we're still Samoan, we're still Romeo, we're still Sila, and so that doesn't change. And I think those who do join the police come for a particular calling. So whatever that be, whether it's to make a difference, help your family, help your community, help your friends, you know, that doesn't change. I think this incident, you'd reflect on the incident, but I don't think, without saying too much, I don't think anything could have changed or would have been different. The outcome may still have been the same regardless of what other measures we'd put in place on that particular day. So we talk about within our own work group, you know, can we do these sort of things without ticking these other boxes? But, you know, at the end of the day for us, we still risk assess when we attend jobs. We still ensure that we've got the right equipment and we
but
still go out there.
It's a guarantee if something doesn't happen.
Yeah. Right. And we still go out there with the right mindset that we're there to make a difference and serve our community. So,
right.
An update, because of course there was the other officer. What is the update with the other officer that was involved as well?
I think probably the best we could say is that he's been looked after by the police community. So he will be taken care of. The bystanders or the witnesses will also be looked after by the police, so I don't think he's in the any signs of peril or anything like that, so he is on the mend, slowly but surely heading back into the right direction. So
awesome. Romeo, Sila, why did you want to join the police force?
You know, this question comes up often over, and I've said every time, you know, for me, I guess it is about service, service for our people, service for our community, service for my family, service for the people that I work alongside. And I knew that coming into a job like the police, you know, it provided that opportunity to provide that sort of, extended service to, groups that I would never be able to reach had I been working in some other type of work environment. So so essentially that's my core reason in terms of why I joined.
Sheila?
They're real different to Romeo, I guess. You all find your own calling, but the number one thing for myself was to make a difference. So, and we talk about this in our work group and we do reflect over the years of service, and we in this work group truly believe that we have made a difference. If we look at COVID, that was an interesting period for the whole country, but for us in our Pacific work group, we made some massive inroads in terms of addressing and assisting our vulnerable community, and particularly our Pacific community, with regards to that hardship and the food relief packages, financial aid. We make a difference, and if we the minute you don't make a difference is when you need to look at something else. So for the time being, while our dream is still pushing hard, and we're achieving some really good results with the blessing of our community, then we'll keep doing what we do. So.
And final messages, especially for other members of the Blue family that are watching or tuning in this morning.
Yeah, I guess the key thing that we've been trying to get out to all our staff is to speak up if this load is getting too heavy for you. We have obviously our internal support structures in place to ensure that they get the appropriate support. But even just talking to their colleagues and talking to the family and friends, the worst thing you can do is bottle these emotions, the fears that you may have, because obviously people will be looking at how they police now. And if they have concerns about whether it's going to impact on their ability to do the job as best they can, then I think they need to start having conversations with others.
A very big thank you, Senior Sergeant Sila Whangesea Siaki, Tamaki Makaurau Pacific Responsiveness Advisor, and Sergeant Romeo Johnson, District Pacific Liaison Coordinator with Counties Manukau Police. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and for the work that you do in serving our community every day. Thank you. God bless you. And to you and your family, stay safe.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you.